Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, a place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is entitled, The DNA of Our Redemption.
And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast in God. Psalm 78, verse 1 through 8. For correlating scripture, amen, I'll read it for your hearing, amen, and I'll talk a little bit more about it towards the end, amen. But for correlating scripture, we'll look at 2 Corinthians 5, amen, verse 17 through 21, amen. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 through 21. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto them the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. For a few moments today, I want to talk from a subject, amen, the DNA of redemption. The DNA of redemption. I don't know if you know this or not, but redemption is in our DNA. For if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. I'm not talking about your old man. I'm talking about your new man. DNA has redemption in it. Father, we thank you for the word that you sowed my heart to minister for these few moments this morning. Thank you for the ears that you've given me to hear. Let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Redemption is part of our DNA. Make yourself plain today, God. Speak clearly to us, God, that we can understand. And we can move from understanding to applying. Father, speak to us today loudly and clearly. Speak to our past and speak to our present, but then also declare to our future what shall be. Thank you, Father, for everyone that has gathered today, Lord. Not only here, Father, but everywhere that there's a house of prayer. I thank you for where people have gathered. But Lord, don't leave them at the state of gathering. Now assemble us, Lord. Put us where we belong, Lord. Place us right where we're due to be placed in the order of your kingdom, Lord. Show us your will. Show us your glory. Do something spectacular, Lord. Blow our minds today, God. Lord, you said that there was coming a time, oh God, that the earth would moan and groan, waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. God, let the present truth be that we are the manifestation. And as Bishop Dennis would say, God, we be it now, Lord, and we be nothing else, Lord. Lord, speak today, Lord. Speak powerfully, Lord. Open up, oh God, the portals of the prophetic, Lord, and pour into us, Lord. Lord, I'm in expectation, God, that you're going to blow our minds, Lord. So as you speak, God, we'll move on out of the way, Lord. We decrease that you might increase. When everything has been said and done, Father, we'll be careful to give your name the glory and honor and praise. This is our prayer today, and all God's people said amen and amen. Somebody say this to me real loud, redemption. It's part of my DNA. Now, you might not understand all of that now. Do me a favor. Say it one more time. Say, redemption is part of my DNA. I don't know if you're convinced or not, so can I get you to say it one more time? Say, redemption is part of my DNA. Now, what does all of that mean? How does that apply to me? How can I now apply that to my daily living? What is DNA? Amen. What is DNA? DNA is the instruction manual of how to build life. Say that again, and I know my science students now are sitting up and saying, seeing if Pastor know what he's talking about, all right? But DNA is the instruction manual for how to build a life. It is a bunch of molecules stuck together in a long spiraling ladder. From microbes to humans to animals and plants, DNA defines all of us. Some says it is the blueprint or the recipe for a living thing. It is a molecular blueprint for a living thing entirely based on chemistry. DNA identifies, let me get real plain, real simple. DNA identifies who you and I are. Give me a little bit of your saliva, a little bit of your hair, a little bit of your skin, and I'll tell you everything there is to know about you. And y'all keep sending y'all DNA trying to find your relatives. We'll really be able to tell everything about you, about your DNA. DNA defines who we are, our characteristics, our makeup. All right, you got it? You understand DNA? Well, redemption is in our DNA. Go with me. What is redemption? Redemption is to rescue, to buy back, the action of regaining possession of something in exchange for a payment, a clearing of the debt, a saving, a continuing a life when it seems like life was going to be lost. Redemption is in our DNA. Psalm 73 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." It says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Let me say it again. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord whom he has redeemed. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." I don't know if you know this or not. You really didn't have a choice in being rescued. Now, we think we do, but God marked us and placed a mark upon us. And when we was in our mother's and daddy's room, he said, "That's mine right there." He said, "That one going to be a preacher. That one going to be a prophet. That one going to be an evangelist. That one going to be a scientist. That one going to be a lawyer." And we tried our best to wiggle our way out of it. But God is a master manipulator. He works everything after his own counsel. Who can counsel the Lord? He knows how to get what he wants out of us. "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy." More than you, the enemy said you wouldn't be something. Oh God, oh God, oh God. You didn't hear what I said? More than you, the enemy said things about you that they were not true, but he tried to make it a present truth. Said you wouldn't be saved. Said you wouldn't come to church today. Said you wasn't going to love your wife. Said you wasn't going to raise those children. Said you wasn't going to be there. The enemy said a whole lot of things, but Psalmist said the Lord redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. Do I have anybody grateful today that you've been redeemed? It's in our DNA, and I hope I get it in us today, because there's some things fighting against us, but the thing that's fighting against us don't know what's in our DNA. And so we go to the 78th Psalm so we can see what it is that the Lord is saying to us, amen, about this thing called redemption. Matthew Henry says Psalm 78 is a historical psalm. It is a narrative of the great mercies of God which he had bestowed upon Israel. He had watched their great sins. They had provoked him. He had many tokens of displeasure, and they had continued to sin, but he still continued to redeem them. Sometimes we think we real bad until we read about Israel. I can tell some folks don't know what I'm talking about right now. Every time God got them out, they find a way to go back in. Every time God lifted them up, they found another way to fall back down. But continually, because DNA in their DNA was redemption, God kept pulling them out. I don't know who this part of the message is for, but I know you in here. God's going to keep pulling you out. I don't care how low you fall. One writer says, if you take the wings of the morning and fly to the uttermost parts of the earth, the Lord going to be right there. If I make thy beds in the pits of hell, the Lord going to be even right there as well. Come on, tell somebody, you can't get away. You can't get away. You can't get away. Psalm 78 is an historical song. It shows us that Lamentations 3 is correct. Amen. That the faithfulness of God and his mercies are new every morning. It shows God's redemption plan for his own special people. He gives them the law. He gives them the command. And then he shows them his way. They sin. They rebel. He institutes a plan to chasten them. They repent. He restores. He revives. And he redeems. I need to say that at the end because some of us find this pattern in our lives. They sin, they rebel. He institutes plans of chasing them. They repent, he restores, he revives, and he redeems them again and again and again and again. I don't know who it is I'm preaching to, but aren't you glad about redemption again? Or we get to church and we act like, oh, redemption ain't for me. I'm up there with Paul and Peter. Redemption is for all of us. And I'm so glad it is. Do me a five. High five somebody. Tell them I'm so glad it is. Romans chapter number 10 explains it well. It says, but liars very bold and said, I have found him who sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that ask not after me. But to Israel, he saith, all day long, I've stretched forth my hand unto a disobedient and a gainsaying people. Over and over and over, he redeemed them. Over and over and over, he redeemed them. Church, can I ease this to your plate? Stop giving up on people so quickly. Come on, do me a favor. Stop giving up on people so quickly. Do you know how much grace was afforded to you to get you here? Do you know how many sermons it took to get you on the right road? Do you know how many counseling sessions you had? And then all of a sudden we start witnessing somebody else, and because they ain't speaking in tongues, falling in the Holy Ghost, after three witnesses encounter, we gave up. Oh, they're not going to love the Lord. All day long, the Bible says he stretched his hand towards a gainsaying and a rebellious people. How much more should he be stretching forth his hand in this age called the age of grace? Do me a favor, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, he's stretching his hand towards you. If we do not read this psalm carefully, if we do not study it, if we do not learn, it will appear that all Israel does or we do is go around in circles. But if you read it carefully, you will see God Yahweh is about redeeming and redemption. We become his redemption, and redemption becomes part of our DNA. Israel had to do what they did so he could redeem us. Stay with me. We had to be redeemed so then we could become redeemers. Israel had to do what they did in order for him to turn towards us. And I don't want you to lose this point because I'm going to really harp on it towards the end. He turned towards us, so inevitably we would turn towards those that in need of redemption. Reading the Psalms, we discover that Yahweh brings Israel out of Egypt. How he spared them, how he corrected them, how he showed them great mercies toward them, how he forgave them, and how he established a special people in the land of promise. He shows his loving kindness. He shows his goodness. He shows his plan of redemption. It would become greater than even the redeemed could imagine. I love the song that they sung just before I came up. Oh, how he loves us. When we explore redemption, we begin to discover just a little minuscule how much he really loves us. This one was redeemed out of that, and it shows a loving God. That one was redeemed out of that, and it shows a loving God. This one was redeemed out of that. Oh, if I had time and could pass the microphone, you would see, oh, how he loves us. Hosea 6 and 1 says, come and let us return unto the Lord, for he has torn us, but he will heal us. He has smitten us, but he will bind us up. And after 2 days, he will revive us. And the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then we shall know, if we follow on to know the Lord, that his going forth is prepared in the morning. And he shall come unto us as the rain, and the latter rain, and the former rain upon the earth. I believe with all of my heart, we're about to see God's plan of redemption in full throttle. Oh God, I believe with all of my heart we're about to see God's plan of redemption in full throttle. You're about to see some people saved that you never thought would be saved, and that's a good place to say amen. You're about to see some people sitting up in church, and I'm talking about black people, and I'm talking about white people, I'm talking about Chinese people, I'm talking about Israelis, I'm talking about people that we could not imagine. God's plan of redemption is about to go to full throttle. God's about to save the unimaginable. And that's what this Psalms is about. I wish I had a little bit more time. I'm reading a book about Mark Webb, and he talks about what is the DNA of redemption. And in it, he tells about the example of Israel coming out of Egypt and going into the promised land. And when I was reading about Israel coming out of the Egypt, I thought about us African Americans coming out of slavery. He didn't just redeem Israel, he redeemed us. Oh God. But see, I don't want you to stop, amen, at the African American diaspora. I want you to keep going, because somebody is in their own Egypt now. Somebody's in their own slavery right now. Somebody's in their own boundaries, and that binding is telling them they'll never be free, and somebody's got to come with a testimony. DNA is in our redemption. Do me a favor, high five somebody, say DNA is in our redemption. If he did it for Israel, if he did it for the African Americans, if he did it for the neighbor of yours, then why don't you think he'll do it for you? Do me a favor, tell somebody, won't he do it? There were three things that I want to highlight this morning, and then I'll get out of your way. Amen. Three things, and they're right in Psalm 78, verse 1, 2, and 3. The first one is found in Psalm 78, verse 1 through 4. If DNA is a part of our redemption, then number one, it is of uttermost importance to learn, to know, and then instruct others instruct ourselves and others concerning God's law, God's words, and God's parables. It's not enough for DNA to be in, for redemption to be in our DNA, and we do nothing with it. It's not for us to sit around here and just say hallelujah to one another. It ain't for us to quake and quiver and do all that in here, but then do nothing out there. All right, we've got to learn, and we got to know, and then we got to instruct first ourselves. Don't go trying to instruct no one else, and you can't instruct yourself. We got to learn God's laws, and we got to learn God's words, and the psalmist talked about it. We got to learn his parables, because in his laws and his words and his parable is his way. We don't have to figure out the ways of God. Okay, y'all are not saying anything back to me. All right, we don't have to. Have y'all ever noticed that sometimes prophetic people always got to get spooky, weird, and strange, and they got to figure out what is the Lord saying? Well, there's enough that he's already said that we can know his way. But in order to know his way, you got to learn and know and instruct yourselves or ourselves in his laws, in his words, and his parables. In Genesis chapter number 18, verse 18 through 19, God commends Abraham because he will teach his children's children the way. In Deuteronomy chapter number 11, it says, write it upon your doorposts, write it upon your tablets, that you may read and then you may go do. We must learn. You must be in a school of lifelong learning with God. The ending does not end. You do not graduate. Please hear me. Those of you that have a little bit of title and a little small title, that does not put you in a posture now that you good. In fact, you are the ones that need to be studying the most diligent, because now folks listen to you because you're a little bitty title. We must learn and we must know, and then we must instruct myself. I must tell myself I need to go to work if I want to eat. I have to tell myself when I get to work, work diligently unto the Lord. I don't have to figure out, does God want me on Facebook at work? No, he wants me working when I'm at work. Well, y'all ain't saying nothing now. I must learn and then I must instruct. I don't have to ask God, should I love my wife? He told me to cherish the wife of my youth. He said I ought to wash her with the water of the word. I ought to love her as he loved the church. I ain't got to get spooky and try to figure that out. His laws have already told me how I should conduct myself in his ways. But if I don't learn, if I don't know, if I don't instruct myself, then I will never become a living epistle read of men. I often ask this, but I have not asked it in a while. If I read you this week, where would I find you in the Bible? If your life was the only Bible I had, what would I be reading this week? And it's getting real quiet in here. The joy of the Lord is your strength. In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning me. The Lord is my shepherd. What would I read if I read you? Do me a favor. Talk to your neighbor, because they're now looking around like I'm not talking. Talk to your neighbor and say, neighbor, what would I read if I read you this week? Every week, we ought to be a Bible verse in motion. Somebody should look at us and say, I see the word in your life. Someone should ask us, do you study the Bible? Why are you asking me, do I study the Bible? Because I see an aroma all about you that could only come from reading the word of God. If we're going to have redemption in our DNA, then number one, we must learn and know and then instruct ourselves and our others. But the others that I'm going to be specific with is our children. We need to begin to instruct our children in the laws of God. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Y'all know these are still commandments that are still good. They ain't getting negated by the New Testament. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Honor your mother and father. This is the only one that has a promise with it, that if you honor your mother and father, your days shall be long upon the earth. If we want a better society, y'all please hear me. I heard somebody call President Trump the other day. I heard him say, call him out and say, why are you not making our society better? Well, when was it ever upon the president to make our society better? Amen. That's the church's responsibility. And one of the ways that we can make our communities better is start teaching the children God's laws, God's parables, God's instructions. God commends. In fact, it is a process of a theophany where the angel of God is appearing and they are about to go down to Sodom and Gomorrah, and they said, we're not going to hide from Abraham what we're about to do because he will teach his children. What is it that God is hiding from us? Because we're not teaching our children. Train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they shall not depart.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.